Can you hear me all right? What you are about to hear is a speech by the President of the European Commission, Mr. Barroso, at the 164th anniversary of Delft University of Technology, held in that place, the Delft University of Technology. The title is Europe, Art or Science? When you're ready, I think you probably have to say your name and I'll start reading. Ladies and gentlemen, let me begin by saying what an honour it is for me to open the 164th anniversary of Delft University of Technology. For more than a century and a half, this institution has played an important role in the building and modernisation of the Netherlands. It has carved out a strong reputation across Europe in the process. It has also contributed to the rich heritage of Delft itself. For hundreds of years, this city has been a centre of painting, technology, the arts, scientific discovery and trade, a sort of Europe in microcosm. And the sons and daughters of Delft are famous across the world, in particular the painter Johannes Vermeer. This makes the title of my speech today all the more pertinent. Not because I will discuss with you whether the Europe we know today is the result of art or science, but rather, should we be creating a Europe of art or a Europe of science? Certainly both are important, and particularly since the Renaissance, Europe has excelled at both. Constant innovation in art and science has helped Europe to enjoy both rapid development and unparalleled cultural wealth. The arts are flourishing in Europe. People visit galleries in record numbers. More books are being published than ever before. The creative industries have become major players in Europe's economy. In the last year or so, I have attended no less than 4 pan-European conferences, gathering together artists and other cultural operators to debate issues that concern them. Europe's cultural diversity is one of its strong points, without doubt. For that reason, I brought together yesterday a distinguished group of Europeans, representatives of all the arts, in Brussels, and discussed exactly this topic with them. The picture for science, research and technology is more mixed, and in some respects, the long-term trends are alarming. The EU invests about a third less in research than the United States. Its research and development expenditure as a percentage of GDP is stagnating, while research investment in China grows at 20% a year. There's a growing tendency for multinationals to transfer their research operations out of Europe to other countries, and increasingly to Asia, to take advantage of the expertise that is rapidly developing in the world's new emerging economies. Europe attracts fewer students from other countries than does the United States, especially in core subjects for innovation, like engineering, informatics, and maths. And 3/4 of EU-born students studying for their PhDs in the United States say they would prefer to stay there after graduating. Of course, there is also good news. European companies still lead the way in technological sectors like mobile telephony and automobiles. And I know Delft University of Technology still attracts the brightest minds from across the world, keen to learn from your expertise in hydraulic engineering, for example. Thank you.